All right, we are here and welcome, welcome. Today we speak about the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious minds. When you chose to become physical, when you were intrigued by the whole panorama of adventure represented by the physical realm, by the material realm, and that includes several planes, subplanes, you had to first enter into the realm of the mind. You created mind and co-created it, you and your team. Mind is something added to soul. It is something you wanted to experiment with, mind. Now, those of you who have been in various Eastern meditational practices, you know that the major focus of those practices is for you to reduce and perhaps even eliminate the control over your life that your mind has, to reduce your thoughts to nothing, to get to the silence. Indeed, if you are able to get to that silence, you're able to touch the you that is original, the essence of you, the soul of you. It is part of a spiritual path, and the pinnacle of it is to step outside of the worlds of mind. Now, we have talked about the inner planes at another of timing. And all of mind, all the planes, fourth plane, which is a supermental or supercausal, very often called the mental plane, is where you established on your way into physicality for the first time, where you established your grid, a grid of concepts, thoughts, ideas that were connected to what we call the collective. In it had all the structures, the energetic structures, the way of flowing, consciousness, attention, the way of manifesting bodies. And the first body that you took upon yourself was the mental body. This mental body then created the causal body. You're coming down a plane, a third plane, causal plane, where you put causes and effects, where you tie things together, make connections, make links. That causal plane, where you can initiate and create. And again, you're still working on what we call the collective. You're working on a whole area which entails the world, the way the universe is to you, how humanity is, the inner life of humanity, of humans. You're continuously creating. You're continuously thinking about what you're going to do tomorrow, what you're going to do, what you're going to create, what you're going to put together. Where are you going? And this is added upon the basic grid of light and energy that creates the material world. As you get finished with that, you drop further, so to speak. You don't come down, actually. But as far as frequency level, you downstep another level. You come down another frequency to create what is known as the astral plane. And in the astral, you begin to be more specific to you as an individual soul and what kind of lifetimes you want to experience, what kind of focuses you want to explore in an individual life experiences. It is still part of the collective. But it begins to create more focus, more direction. It involves your emotional body. It's how you work your motivation, your passion, your excitement, and channel your love. As you get more and more specific to individual life experiences, here where you meet others that are thought forms that also, like you, are coming down into body, or like you, after you've had initial lifetimes, coming out of body. Because that's where you go when you die, astral plane. In that astral plane, you build an energy grid for you specifically for a particular life that you have in mind. And when you have that grid ready, it has all the potentials of a lifetime and all the themes you're going to explore, your issues. It has a bunch of relationships lined up for you to explore, to experience. When you're ready, you drop into the physical. Now, there's a grid that surrounds the planet for every species. It's unique. It's extraordinarily complex. We mentioned it before. It's part of something that creates the consistency of body, of form, between all the species. It establishes instinct. It establishes connections. It establishes the way that your mind and your emotions work and function on the physical plane. When you are in the womb, it determines how you develop your DNA, how you develop what the timing is of the fetus for the development of every particular organ. It goes down to the most minute aspects of your brain function, everything, down to the detail, so that all your genetic traits, all your biological heritage, spiritual heritage, and everything is consistent and congruent with the life you want to live. So that you come, emerge from the womb, an independent unit. Now, this whole process of coming down to the physical is a process of narrowing and focusing, narrowing and focusing. All the collective grids, including the one of your species, are part of mind, are part of what we call the unconscious mind. And we call it unconscious because obviously you're not consciously aware of what determines physical plane reality, what creates the illusion to be consistent, so that your body has consistent texture, it has consistent density, and it occupies space consistently. In other words, you cannot walk through walls. It holds the whole dynamic, the structures, the forms, the ways of possibility in the physical plane present for you. This grid that you developed of your species is a collective grid. Every one of human beings are connected into this grid. Every one of you is connected into the causal plane, the mental plane, that grid in the mental plane that basically created mind. There is such a thing as group mind. And because you are in a grid when you are being born, and you live and exist in this grid, you also live and exist in a consistent illusion that you agree upon with other people. That enables you to interact with them, to, in a sense, have conversations that are meaningful with them, exchange information with them, so that you and they can exist in the same reality framework and structure so that you can fulfill what it is you came to do. This grid, this collective, everything that is part of the collective, everything that holds the illusion in place, all the beliefs that are beyond your easy access and conscious awareness that go into the collective, that agreed upon what the planet looks like, on what things, how things function, is part of your unconscious mind. Everyone has an unconscious mind, and you share this unconscious mind. It is like animals that have instinct, like birds that migrate. They are in group mind. They exist much of their life in their unconscious mind. They rely upon instinct to tell them what to do, how to respond, how to feed, how to give birth, how to do everything that the species does. Now you, as a human being, your mission is a bit different. Yes, you might have, at some point, many of you have actually gone through the experience of animal lifetime, plant lifetimes, maybe even rocks, before you said, hey, you know, I'd like to be human now. I'd like to take on a more focused, a more precise focus of mind. I would like to be more a creator. I would like to be more aware of myself. And that requires being human. So when you become human and you take upon your individualized patterns, it is a grid that's unique to you that works with the species grid to enable you to come out unique. This grid that's unique to you is not shared by other people. There may be some elements of it that other people have. For example, if you're talented in art, there are other people who are talented in art. You may have some components that are similar, but you have a unique combination specific for this lifetime. And this particular grid only exists for the lifetime. When you die, this grid disappears. It is only for function in this lifetime. This is called your subconscious. It enables you to deal with specifics for you, to be unique for you. It enables you to have a unique emotional body, your responses being the way you are, your temperament, your personality. Your subconscious mind is way more accessible than your unconscious mind. Those who access the unconscious mind can access the realm of miracles, sudden regressions, sudden diseases just disappearing, remissions. That baffles people. They don't understand it because it goes outside the laws of what they think are normal or ordinary or usual or real. And that is in the unconscious mind. However, you do a lot of work with your subconscious mind because you're working on yourself. You're thinking all day long. You're running a lot of mind talk during your day. And you need to function in your life in such a way that you stay on a particular track to develop who you are, to express and develop yourself. And you need to have certain relationships, certain connections, certain ways of doing things. This is your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind does have a lot that you are unaware of. even though it's not what we call the unconscious mind, you're unconscious of most of your subconscious mind. The subconscious mind has access to information. Your subconscious mind could tell you, if you could access it, what the temperature is in a city that's 50, 60 miles away. It keeps track of everything that's going on in your reality, in your particular personal reality. The subconscious mind is also where you put all your patterns that are yours. When you come to deal with certain issues or challenges, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, your subconscious holds these patterns. If, for example, you had a difficult childhood and you came out of it feeling that you were rather unworthy, that reality was very bad for you, that you were never going to make it anywhere, if you had these kinds of beliefs, these beliefs are in your subconscious mind. And they will operate consistently for you once you've chosen them. And you normally choose them under periods of emotional stress. That's why we talked about the astral plane is where you begin to focus and distinguish your vibrational field from others. And it is emotional. So you set up your patterns in life, and some of the patterns are good patterns. Some of them are not. Some of them are just practical patterns, like how to eat food. Now, the digestive process can be helped along by good nutrition and things like that. But the actual digestive process is part of instinct. It's part of nature. And as such, is part of the unconscious mind. You may know what organs are involved. You may know what the processes do. But how the body knows to keep that all regulated is part of the unconscious mind. However, the emotional habits and patterns of behavior are the subconscious mind. That's why there's such a big business in people doing hypnotherapy, where they hypnotize you, they take you into your subconscious mind, and you can break a pattern. You can absolutely change yourself out of a pattern. You can bust it. You can change it. You can shift how you feel about things in your subconscious mind. The subconscious mind, therefore, is very useful if you're going to do any personal and spiritual development. Because in order to get yourself to a place of spiritual freedom and awakening, you have to let go of emotional, mental habits that hold you back, that restrain you. The good news is that these are accessible to you by going into your subconscious mind. Now, at night when you sleep, when you dream, most often when you dream, you're in your subconscious mind somewhere. If you notice that most of the time when you dream, you're not totally conscious that you're dreaming and not directing it anywhere. Basically, you're responding to things in the dream, and you know things, and you do things, and things happen in your dream, and you're just kind of going along. You're just experiencing. That is your body working through the subconscious mind territory. If you're worried, if you're anxious, it may show up in your dream material. You may have a scary dream. You may have difficulty sleeping and be popping back out and having to go back in. The subconscious mind, though, is working on your emotional body. It's working on your specific mental focuses throughout the night. In fact, if you did not get your sleep, your brain could not recover from all the habits and limiting places you've been during your day. And you could not recover. A lot of your recovery, a lot of your personal development and growth actually is happening at night in your dreams. If you notice also that when you sleep, there are these periods where you are unconscious. A lot of stuff is still going on. A lot of stuff, but it's going on in your unconscious mind. You let go of your individuality, and you go and access the grid of your species. And there are places where you go back into the greater mind, which you cannot be consciously aware of in the physical body. And you're working on other levels. As we mentioned in the time we did Night Magic was the title of that particular seminar. We discussed how very often you'll go out of body to a classroom and you'll learn stuff, but you don't wake up there normally. If you wake up, you're coming back into subconscious mind and you begin to step back into conscious mind in your dream. But most of you do your learning at night. Some of you travel all over the place. Some of you teach. Some of you go and work with people all over the place at night, but you don't know it. When you come back and you wake up and you go, whew, what a night. I'm tired. You might have been doing a lot of work through your unconscious mind, because it's through your unconscious mind you can touch every other human being. Because you're in connection with the grid, the collective grid, you can do planetary work, galactic work, you can do universal work. Now, we want to point out that all of you doesn't come into physical plane existence. Only a small piece of you can handle the limitations of mind, and from there, the limitations of physical form. But you chose this because you wanted to explore individuality. And the culmination, the absolutely top pinnacle of individuality, is what you refer to as your conscious mind. Your conscious mind is like a total point of light on a sea of subconscious and unconscious. It is where you are focused into a particular space and time. And for you to be able to heal, change, and do all the work that you do through the night, you cannot be conscious most of it. Your conscious mind is what you utilize every day to do your work, to direct your activities, to express yourself, the uniqueness of you in everything that you do. Now, most people are very aware of their conscious mind. It's your thinker. It's the one that's present, the one that's observing everything that's going on in the environment, or you think you're observing everything. If you only had an idea how much you were really observing through your subconscious mind, you would be overwhelmed with data. And that's why the subconscious mind puts everything in order and puts everything in patterns, so that it frees you to have a conscious mind where you can focus on some little tiny thing in space-time. What's interesting is that even though your subconscious mind is huge and aware of so much more than you can possibly be conscious of, and your unconscious mind is way, way, way huger than your subconscious mind and is aware of everything that exists the power of your uniqueness is your focus, your point of attention in your conscious mind. So this little tiny point of awareness, this little small amount of awareness, because you can't really be aware of all the temperature changes, of everything. Your body's taking care of that for the most part. It'll tell you when you're cool, you need to put on a wrap, or hot, take it off. You rely on so much subconscious and unconscious activity so that you can support this attention you've got in your conscious mind. This conscious mind drives this whole thing. It drives your whole reality. It is where you are the most powerful, even though very often you don't acknowledge it. Where you put your attention is a directive of your choice, of your power, of your love, of your knowingness of who you are. This point of attention, this conscious mind, precious, is the one which gives you the awareness of you as distinct, unique from everyone else. Now, your whole journey was to come to this conscious mind. Your whole journey into the material planes. Your whole journey about getting into a body and experiencing all of that. The ultimate result was to get into your conscious mind where you could choose to be more conscious. Where you become more aware. Where you can make decisions. Where you can direct your life. Where you can be powerful. Where you can create and manage and activate and work with your creations, your conscious mind, with the support of the subconscious and the unconscious. However, when it's time for you to get upon your spiritual path, to go home, what you're going to do is expand this conscious mind into the subconscious mind. If you notice that those who are really journeying and on the spiritual path and learning about themselves, man, know thyself, learning who they are, you are a divine being having a physical body experience. In order to learn who you are, you have to learn what your patterns and habits are. You have to learn what your temperament and personality are. You have to learn how to work with what you've got as a physical body. You have to learn how to channel your energies and direct them. And if you have any difficulty with it, you find on your growth-oriented spiritual journey that you come up against limitations in your emotional body, limitations of or limiting patterns and habits, i.e., your subconscious. You begin to make your subconscious mind conscious. You begin to be aware of your habits. You begin to be more and more aware of your automatic functioning. Your type of response. Your way of dealing with things. You get to know you. You know, sometimes it can be very superficial when you're a child. What's your favorite color? You know? What's your favorite month of the year? All for you to find out a little bit more about you. You know what your opinions are. You know what your philosophy is. You know what their principles are of action that you define yourself by. You can change that part. There's whole careers people have of learning to change the subconscious mind, to do healing there, emotional healing, belief change, all sorts of really good stuff, processes, emotional processes, spiritual processes, your meditations. Generally, when you go into meditation, you close your eyes, you go and get relaxed, and you visualize something. Hey, you're in your subconscious mind now. You bring your conscious mind into your meditation to direct it, to make a choice about it. If you go into meditation with the aim to totally empty your mind, you'll find in your subconscious mind that there's endless mental chatter going on in your head. Some people are not even aware of this. They're not aware of what they think all day, what they say to themselves all day, the stories they repeat to themselves about themselves, the judgments they make about other people, the limitations they give them themselves. They're not even aware of it. But when you get on a spiritual path, you begin to be extremely aware of what that little voice in your head is saying. And it's important to know, because here's where you limit yourself. Here's where you hold yourself back. Here's where all your issues can be resolved so that you can move forward with what we call your themes of life. An issue can be feeling low self-esteem. But the theme may be learning to stand up for yourself, learning to take your power and share your love. But it's hard to share your love if you have low self-esteem and you don't feel you're worthy of love, so you don't allow it in your life. You don't receive it. Lucky you, you can go inside, find what you think, what you feel about an issue, about a limitation, and you can change it by using your conscious mind to make a new choice. You can go to hypnotherapist, and you can also learn techniques, self-hypnotic techniques, you may say, to enable yourself to go and tap into your patterns and your habits and make new choices, break them, release them. Much of what we do in these love and healing sessions is help you heal your limitations. Now, when you were a child growing up, you were not particularly conscious. If you notice, your life is one long process of waking up. You knew a lot when you were a child because you were more in touch with your subconscious mind, and you still had some connection with your unconscious mind. You could see things very often that other people, once they get beyond the age of 6 or 7, generally cannot see. And you too, for the most part, dropped anything that didn't fit into the worldview of your family, of your community. And you put those restrictions there. When you get back into your spiritual development, you're moving into, you're taking this consciousness, moving back into those places in your childhood where you shut down your awareness of the subconscious and reopening it. So many people build up all sorts of emotional limitations and issues and problems from their childhood. So doing a bit of regression and going back into childhood in meditation, you go into your subconscious with your conscious mind. So consciously into your subconscious to redirect your history, to redirect your past. You can also, and that is quite delightful, you can also create a new story for yourself. And whatever you imagine, whatever you make up, whatever you want to be, who you want to be, it's part of the gift you were given with life. Part of the joy of being the creator, part of the absolute exquisite ecstasy of your conscious mind. is to reinvent yourself. Yes, there are going to be certain aspects you don't want to change because you love those and respect those and honor those. But in the subconscious mind, you can make all these changes. You can emerge out of low self-esteem into greater dynamic radiance, presence, power. So much you can do with the subconscious mind. It enables you to live a successful life. All the manifestation tools on manifesting realities. You have to work with your subconscious mind on that. But what's so interesting is that always in manifestation, you cannot, with your conscious mind, direct it all the way to the manifestation. You cannot control the physical manifestation itself. You cannot say, okay, I intend and I choose to have $1 million right here, right now. Boom. Okay, there they are. You can't do it. Because the manifestation itself, as well as your physical body functioning, all the rules of material plane are part of the unconscious mind. If you clear the path of the subconscious consciously, you can begin to access the power, the gifts, the magic, and the miracles of the unconscious mind. You can begin to stretch outside the limitations of time and space. Some people can deliberately go out of body and travel. Astral travel, they call it. But you can travel to other lifetimes, to other times, other planets. When you do that, you're in the unconscious. And you can do it consciously. So the point we're making here is that your spiritual journey is that your conscious mind keeps growing and expanding to include more and more of your subconscious mind. So that you can change what you think and what you feel all day long, and therefore start changing what is manifesting for you. What comes through magic, through the gates of magic, from the unconscious mind, plopping in to your reality. You become more adept at having higher ecstatic states of being, feeling connected to the oneness. As you probably would guess, the oneness is you being able to consciously connect into the unconscious mind, which is the grid which everyone is part of. You're all one in this grid, in the human species grid. You're all one. And as you tune into that, then you see that you and the collective grid of the mind, which includes all the plants and the animals and the rocks, all the ETs and other races and other beings are one. You're all made out of the same stuff, the same mind stuff. And as you get into the awareness of your unconscious mind, you can see other lifetimes. You can see a person and know who that person is. You can see their history of lifetimes. Your gifts of clairvoyance, clairaudience go beyond the subconscious. Now, the subconscious mind can access other people, other people's groupings that are found in the astral plane. For example, Edgar Casey went into his subconscious mind. He would lie down and kind of go to sleep, and he would travel and he would find all these things and he would bring them back and share them. This is information from the unconscious coming through the subconscious to the conscious. The one who channels us has to let go of her conscious mind in order to channel. She is currently in her subconscious mind. The deeper the trance, the deeper into the subconscious mind and the closer to the unconscious mind one becomes. Few people have complete and total trance, which means they go completely out. They're absolutely unaware of anything that happens from the time that they enter the trance to the time they come out of the trance. They have no idea what was channeled through them because they went into the unconscious mind. Your journey home to the divine, to the union with the divine, to the fullness and pinnacle of the soul that you are, and also your exit from the fields of mind, from the realms of mind, is done through this process of making the subconscious conscious and then making the unconscious conscious. The more that you can bend the quote-unquote rules of reality, the more access it shows you have into the unconscious mind. Generally, if you are to go into the unconscious mind deliberately in meditation, it's very difficult to do that without falling asleep. It's unconscious. When you go into areas you're not even aware of, out you go. There are some people who are so unaware of their subconscious mind and their habits and patterns there that you take them on a guided visualization and pretty soon they're snoring. They're out like that. Doesn't mean they're not getting something. But they've gone into an area of their own subconscious mind of which they are unaware. We want to make a distinction with that. The subconscious mind is still functioning, is still operating. And generally, people still get something from the meditations. But maybe they don't have the capacity to keep the conscious mind all the way through and to build that conscious mind reservoir of functioning. It's practice. It takes practice. And the way to do it the most elegantly is to be able to remain conscious at the same time that you can calm down the chatter of the mind. And the more that you calm down the chatter of the mind, the more silence you can access in your subconscious mind. And if you have lots of issues, you generally have a very, very chatty mind in there. But the quieter you can get it, the more power you build, the more consciousness you gain, the more accelerated your spiritual journey becomes. That's why so many spiritual practices involve clearing the mind. Because your spiritual progress is accelerated and you didn't come into time-space for nothing. You were intrigued with the idea of getting everything done fast. But in order to do it, it required, ironically, that you had to slow time down. You see, in the subconscious and unconscious minds, everything is instant. If we were going to give you this discussion, and we were sitting in a nice place in the causal plane or mental plane, and we were going to give you a little discussion, a snap of the finger, if that, you get it all, bang, you know it all. There's no time there. So what you decided, what was fascinating, was that in your journey home, you're going to take apart all your limitations and bust them by choice, by the power of your conscious mind. That you were going to eradicate all the limitations and step into greater, greater freedom, greater expansion of self, greater knowing of your own conscious capacity, greater awareness of the oneness. And that intrigued you. You're going to discover truths hidden within yourself. Those of you who like to learn, it's natural to being human. You're curious. You want to learn. You want to know more. And when you get a big aha, is it not so much fun? Your conscious mind has expanded by so much. It feels great. You're waking up more and more. This is the journey home. You wanted to take something and stretch it out so you could go and research it, play with it, work with it, process it, heal it, clear it, learn all about it. Maybe do that for other people, help other people do it. And then go and learn how the unconscious mind's put together and how reality works, how to create miracles deliberately, how to change the laws of nature. How to work magic beyond the scope of other people, like the masters, like the ascended masters when they were here on earth and they were the leaders. They were the spiritual gurus, the teachers. They knew all of this. And they could bring the conscious awareness of it into their physical body. They had made all that journey themselves. Now, the master teacher of the channel always said, every saint or fully realized person has their past. And every struggling person lost in matter has their future. That's what you came for. You came to piece it all together, to build your awareness of your divinity, and to live and to operate on a greater and greater scale. You thought the human experience was going to be a hell of an adventure, and it is. It required quite a bit of intrepid courage on your part to come into physical plane. Those who've gone through the whole cycle of birth and death and come out on the other side, when you're with others who never were physical, who never entered this particular realm, you bring with you that experience, that knowing of having been human. You have a lot of respect by others because everyone knows this is a pretty tough trip. It really requires a certain amount of guts and chutzpah and sense of adventure and enthusiasm and a lot of energy to do this one. Because you wanted to understand that everything was put together. And when you come back out of this and end your cycle of births and deaths and step in that fifth plane onto the front throne of yourself, of your soul, who shines at the light of 9 suns, that brightness, that powerful self, unique you, will have had a phenomenal human experience. Now, once you're out of there, how do beings who no longer or who do not function within the realm of mind communicate? They can't talk to each other. No, they merge. There are no boundaries. They merge, and you get all the information from them, and they get all the information from you, and you know everything. You know everything that the other knows. In an atmosphere of complete love. There's a part of you that remembers that, that knows that, that is calling you back to that union, that unity, that love. But the journey goes from the conscious mind to the subconscious and to the unconscious. All your other lifetimes can be accessed through the unconscious mind. Everybody else's lifetimes and their other lifetimes can be accessed through the unconscious mind. That's the collective grid. You can know anything about anybody anywhere once you know how to plug into that. Very few people are able to do that. Most of you who get to that place no longer need to be in a physical body. You can go and live and reside in the higher planes and enjoy yourself there in total bliss. Because then, you know, you don't even have time anymore. You can spend an eternity just having absolute bliss on your way home. Learning a little bit more, a little bit this, putting this together, putting that, understanding this, da, 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 da. But right now, while you're physical, line it up. Conscious mind, subconscious mind, unconscious mind. Take care of all your issues. Learn about them. Change them into themes. Learn how to empower yourself. Manifest the life you like. Learn to heal. Physical body has a lot of material information in the unconscious mind. And as you become more and more aware, you're able to affect physical change instantly. The time is coming, dear ones, where no one's going to have to be sick anymore. No one's going to have to suffer. Because some of you intrepid spiritual journeyers will have cleared the path through the subconscious mind into the unconscious mind. And can reach out a hand and say, come on, you can do it too. You're becoming the light teachers for the planet. Those of you on a spiritual journey now are the leaders of the collective. The whole collective is heading in this direction. You are the ones who are consciously, note the emphasis on the word consciously. You're the one who's consciously doing it. And you're giving other people the pathway. You're showing them the road that you are blazing, the trail you've made. And you're contributing to other people's healing, their consciousness and their awareness. In a little while, we're going to do a meditation. We're going to take you into the subconscious mind. That's easy enough. We're going to give you a little opportunity to tap into the unconscious mind as well. Now, be warned, you may fall asleep. It's okay. We may go a little further than you're normally used to. But what you can do is to take with you on this journey that we will share with you, something you would like to heal, some limitation you know that you have that you would like to let go of. Is there a miracle you would like to have in your life? Is there something that you would like to be free of? And if you can choose one thing. You can always redo the meditation. And what's also very important is for you to understand that once you have the freedom from that particular issue, what are you going to be free to do? Where are you going to be going? What would you do instead? What would you be experiencing instead? And we can put a choice here. You can choose the experience that you want. All right? But you need to know where you're going. You can let go of stuff, and some of you have noticed that you've been able to, oh, I've done a great healing and I let go of this whole old pattern. And then to your great chagrin, within a month or two, here it comes back again. or some, for some of you, 3 days. Oh my gosh, it's back. Because you didn't replace it. You didn't keep orienting to the future. You didn't keep expanding your conscious mind. You shrank your conscious mind back. So just be aware that you can go into territory you've never been before. Don't be hard on yourself if you happen to shrink back. Just be aware. Hey, wait a minute. I shrank back a bit. Let me expand forward again. Let me expand out again. That's all you have to say to yourself. Where do I want to go? What is it I want to do? I've dealt with this. Let me go there now, where I want to go, where I choose to go. It makes processing so much easier. Why go over the same old trauma again and again in therapy? When if you can imagine something else, you can go there when you're conscious.